Good morning. One of the hard things to do is to watch the nightly news and see all the violence, all the tragedies, and so forth. We see oftentimes the consequence of valuing money and power, the competition that's so much a part of life in this world today with its winners and its losers. Little value for the poor, for the earth itself, for dying to self, living in life of service. It's the world, as was described by Paul, it's the world of Adam, and we have inherited it. There is a need, as we look easily, there's a need for conversion in our world. And of course, we must acknowledge that the values that are so much around us have creeped into our way of thinking as well. And so there is need for conversion there as well. We have experienced that those who speak out meet with resistance, like Jeremiah in our first reading. And so Jesus today speaks to us and he says, speak the truth and do not be deterred from speaking the truth. Do not do so out of fear, but rather trust in the Lord. Our reflections, of course, come from Matthew's gospel, which begins with the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And so our readings begin with Jeremiah, and he's delightful in sharing his own inner struggles. His prophetic message of condemnation was met with great resistance, both political and religious. Even those he considered his friends turned against him. His very life was in jeopardy. And still he was not deterred from his commitment to speak the truth. He questions, and in our reading today, he questions God's presence and God's help. But in truth, Jeremiah relied on God alone. As we see in his words today, the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. He was confident that God would intervene, and so he remained steadfast despite bitter persecution. Our reading today, to the contrary, Jeremiah did not really seek vengeance against his enemies. He prayed instead for justice, which is consistent with his prophetic words. Justice that would come about through covenant fidelity. He would be comforted by this psalm today, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And Jesus too reminded or encouraged his disciples to remain faithful. He knew that they would meet with resistance as he himself experienced, and of course, to the extent that would take his life. But they are to trust in the love of God. He uses the term that they're more precious than many sparrows. I don't know how comforting that is to any of us, but it's an understatement at best. He showed us how valuable we are to our God, and it goes far beyond that. Paul gives us hope in our second reading today that God's gifts are greater than the effects of sin. And that gift, of course, is Jesus Christ. He comes as light in the midst of darkness, hope in the midst of suffering. The hope that God will protect the righteous and smite the wicked runs through much of Hebrew Scriptures. And we would have to admit it remains strong among many who think themselves Christians today. But in its extreme, that way of thinking defends prejudices, defends war and capital punishment, insisting that it is godly to punish the evildoers. It promotes a never-ending cycle of violence. I mean, it's understandable. Hard to imagine not wanting cruel bullies to suffer for crushing others. But this is not our hope, and this is not the gift of Christ. Jesus, who at the moment of his own arrest told his disciples, "All who live by the sword will die by the sword." And he never promoted vengeance or violence of any kind. In today's gospel, Jesus warns his disciples that physical harm is nothing compared to the power revenge has to eat away our spiritual lives, even our physical well-being. In line with his command to love our enemies, Jesus cautions them that hatred and vengeance do more harm to us than to the intended other. Jesus' answer to persecution begins with standing against violence or abuse of any kind in the framework of God's love, to show perpetrators the errors of their ways, and that is, in fact, a form of self-destruction. Justice and peace come to us not by force, but through the power of love. Jesus would probably remind us that the greatest power that we have is not our physical abilities, but the love that motivates our actions. Real love of the enemy disarms and nourishes everyone involved. As Paul taught the Romans, what changes world history is the gracious gift of Jesus Christ, overflowing for the many. May it flower among us. Let us then proclaim our faith, which inspires us to live lives that are holy and true. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.